6:40 now at KLIF. Well, get out of jail free cards aren't just for Monopoly sets anymore. They're actually real.
Well, you got my attention.
Yeah?
What's this all about?
Producer Robin Getsky has been looking into this and joins us now live. Do you have a stack of them over there?
I wish. I really do.
Do you need them? I hope not.
You guys have never seen me drive. Yes, I probably should. I should have a few of them in my pocket. But no, I came across an article last week about the New York City Police Department, a huge, massive department, obviously. The police union for the New York City Police Department actually reduced the number of get out of jail free cards that each one of the police officers is given.
Police officers get them.
Yes. So I started looking into that because I thought that's kind of
strange. And they get more than one?
They get quite a few, actually. Each officer, a current officer, is given 20 get out of jail free cards. And that's down from 30. It used to be 30.
What?
And they can give them to friends and family members. And they literally say, can be used for minor infractions. And
see, that doesn't seem fair that they can give out to family members.
Not at all. Exactly. Well, what prompted this was they actually found some on eBay. People were selling them. So they were auctioning them off to the highest bidder. You know, hey, I've got this get out of jail free card from my uncle or my cousin or whatever.
And is this really real?
This is real. This is absolutely real.
I mean, it seems like a joke.
Oh, yeah. But see, once I found that, I started looking into it. And there are actually 50 cities across the United States that it is known that they have such a thing as a get out of jail free card. Some of them are even, you know, metal. I mean, some of them are actual physical cards that are plastic. Some of them are paper, just like that. I mean, but they really do. They are get out of jail free cards.
Does it have the little old man in the top hat on it?
I actually found a couple that did.
So like, really? It sounds like you can almost make these up yourself.
Yeah, and it's funny because I also found some instances of people that have done that when they get arrested for, you know, or pulled over, they have been produced, you know, faked ones. But it's a well-known practice, and it's based on something called the broken windows theory. And what each police department says that it's okay to do this because what they're doing is they're focusing on bigger crimes. You obviously can't use a get out of jail free card for something other than, you know, a minor infraction, like I said, such as speeding or...
Yeah, but why? Are you thrown into jail because you're speeding unless you have some other type of...
That I don't know. I think probably
outstanding charge on your record?
It may be used more for kind of the intimidation factor. I know so-and-so, so here's my get-out-of-jail-free card. Please don't do, you know, don't be so hard on me as you would if, you know, I were not related to... So
almost if you have one of those stickers on the back of your card that says police, I donate to the police fund.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think it seems to me that it wouldn't be necessary to have one if you were on the job and maybe you're driving too fast. I thought the cops just get a pass for driving speed they want.
These are the ones that they give their family members. They're given these to hand out.
Oh, I missed that point. Mm-hmm, oh, my gosh.
They're giving them to hand out. And retirees even get them, by the way. Retirees are given 10. They were given 20 apiece. So any retiree for the New York City Police Department has been given these get out of jail free cards.
Any Texas cities that are doing this?
I didn't find any in Texas. There's probably good reason for that. In Texas, we love our law enforcement. Obviously, we have several law enforcement entities over and above just local, you know, jurisdictions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't find any in Texas, but I mean, like I said, 50 cities in more than 10 states. So that's quite a few. I mean, that if you know someone, it's good to know someone who's on the police force.
Do you have a Monopoly set? Maybe we should try this and see if it works.
I did download some clip art earlier, so. You know, we can try it out, my Photoshop skills.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, they were selling for up to $400 or $500 a piece on eBay. And that's what prompted the police union to say, wait a second, let's rein in, you know, what we're allowing them to do. And so they dropped them significant. And the police officers are not happy at all about this. I mean, everyone is
they want to have them.
They want to have them. And so are their family members. So
it doesn't
never
seem right.
Not
that's
at all.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't seem right, but it's very well known and very common knowledge in all of these departments. So,
wow.
Yeah.
All righty. Thanks, Robin.
Yeah, I really don't know what to say about that. It's like, how could that happen? Police officers are supposed to be subject to the same laws that we are.
Right.
Right? And their families.
And they shouldn't be able to play favorites.
Right.
I once got stopped by in upstate New York on the thruway. Where everyone else was going 75, but I got stopped for going 75. But the officer who stopped me, a friend of mine, told me that he would stop his mother and have no problem with it and give her a ticket.
Yeah. Well, why you if everybody else was going the same speed?
I don't know, because I was the fall guy.
You were talking about people who put the bumper sticker on their car hoping to get
right,
a pass.
That I donated to this police fund.
I have a friend who years ago, He thought it would just be very funny. He took one of those bumper stickers that says, it's okay not to drink, and he cut the word not out, and he put that on his car.
Did people stop him?
He not only got stopped half a dozen times, he got two DWIs with
that.
What an idiot.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Yeah, what a stoopy.